Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And today we are going to continue talking about the spirit. Yesterday we discussed spiritual awakening. A lot of people love that topic. And today we're going to talk about spiritual qualification, which I mentioned in yesterday's show that some people had questions about, so might as well discuss it today. Or the opportunity that leads up to the option of us having an awakening or a rebirth. Or what is a spiritual qualification? It actually is an occurrence that happens when we reach a certain point in our growth, in our life, where doing the proper choices and decisions allows us to open up our minds, lift our consciousness, and embrace our spirit in more of a pure, innocent communion. So how you doing today, huh? You having a nice time? Are you freaking out over all these cardinal transits? Woo-wee! Man, I'll tell you something. If I didn't know anything about astrology, I'd probably be far away from... I'd probably be running down PCH right now, north or south, and wouldn't have many clothes on at this point, I'll tell you. Whoever doesn't ever believe or understand astrology, let me just say this. I really feel sorry for you. I really do. Because knowing astrology really does help me understand the lunacy on this planet, and it is quite insane. I mean, if you think this planet is sane, then maybe you need therapy yourself at that point, because there's some crazy stuff going on around here. I'm not kidding. And I'm just really happy that I have been blessed with the knowledge and the power and the wisdom of understanding astrology. A couple things happen to us astrologically when we are put in a position of spiritual awakening. First of all, we must reach a point of spiritual qualification. And spiritual qualification is such that during our life cycle, we actually come to a destiny fork in our life where a choice is made as to whether or not we want to embrace the spirit or basically focus on the material. You know, spiritual awakening and spiritual qualification and all kinds of spiritual choices is such a Libran ethic that I don't think it's an accident that so many people were born during this, the age of Aquarius, and during this, the latter part of the 20th century, with Neptune in Libra. Neptune is the Lord of Pisces, and the planet which governs spirit and consciousness and awakening and such, illumination, so to speak. And in Libra, it is such an obvious choice, because if you have Neptune in Libra like I do, then you either have a choice of being a total buffoon, a total gigolo, promiscuous dope addict, right, on the one end, which in a way is like the extreme hippie, okay? Or you also have the choice with Neptune in Libra of rising up to be an authentic spiritual guide, you know, an earth guide for this planet. Now, many of us that have Neptune in Libra have actually come to grips with this double-edged coin, with this double-edged sword, and this bipolarity that we face up with ever since we were born. And if you don't know if you have Neptune in Libra or not, maybe you have Neptune in the seventh house. If you have any Libra or any seventh house planets, you would also be faced up with these choices. But having Neptune in Libra or in the seventh house would put a focus on either total abuse of the charm that you've been given by God, right? Or total development of this power you have of teaching and sharing and helping people grow and develop in their life struggle, okay? So that's point number one. The choice is so Libran, it's almost frightening, because I always see the balance scale in my mind whenever I think of spiritual qualification. On the one end, we weigh all those third-dimensional things that we all love, you know, the senses, taste, touch, smell, eyesight, hearing, speaking. We always weigh all these pleasures and all these fantasies and all these experiences that we can go through that seem to make life fun. Isn't it funny how oftentimes the pleasure doesn't last as long as we'd want, and then the pain comes in that we have to usually use to pay for the pleasure, And the best thing about being alive in this dimension is that it will pass. You know, all things do eventually pass. So even if you're in traffic right now, bumper to bumper on the 405, it's good to know that tomorrow at this time, that traffic will probably be clear. So at least you'll be okay by tomorrow. But, you know, interesting point is that we always look at the balance scales whenever we think of spiritual qualification, because it is those people that have heavily weighed the left side of those balance scales, just like the left and right side of the brain, right? The left side of the balance scale will oftentimes always be so overloaded with priorities and significance that the right side goes totally unattended. Now, the right side of the balance scale would be the spirit, and the left side would be this dimension and this planet, and focus and significance and magnification and illumination of everything that we could possibly think of and embrace that is earthly or of an earthly significance as far as value goes, okay? Which means that when you get done listening to this show today, or even if you have time during the show, I would like you to probably get a piece of paper out and draw those balance scales just for fun on a piece of paper. You know, it's very easy to do it. You know, like balance scales are pretty simple. It's an upside down V, right? A pretty wide V with two cups at the bottom. And then there's a stand in the middle, you know, that holds that scale apart. And if you take a look at, you can judge yourself, because this is eventually what you're going to do when your life is over anyway, and what you do constantly during your life. And let's see how personal you take this dimension. You know, I have a mantra. It's called, life is too short to take personal. Considering that any one lifetime is a drop in the bucket to your eternal self, in a way, all lifetimes seem to be a drop in the bucket to your eternal spiritual self, too. You know what I mean? So if you really find yourself taking life and money and power and love and lust and sex and bills and taxes and everything really so personal that it wrecks your life experience, then you're being fooled. You're actually being fooled, and you're being propagandized, and the propagandist is yourself, okay? But that really is what today's topic is all about. You know, people walk around and they talk to you about love, and they talk to you about marriage, and they talk to you about children, and they talk to you about real estate, and they talk to you about money and investments, and then, of course, many of us are driven by our hormones, sex and lust and promiscuity, and, you know, we talk about all these things, but where's the spirit? You know? There's so many people out there. You can walk around, if you want to go to Westwood today or any shopping center, you can walk around and you can see which side the scales are tipped by looking in people's eyes. In other words, you can actually tell who's focused on power and who's focused on spirit. And you know why it's so easy? Because most of the people you'll see will be focused on power. You know, you'll see these young girls walking around and they're all interested in getting involved with guys and partying, and many of them are focused on possibly drugs or smoking and hanging out, shopping, you know, fashion and their hair and their nails. And where is the spirit? You know, it's not there. It really is not there. And there's a spiritual void that exists when you do focus that much and your balance scales lean that much to the left. But you know what? What I have found out about karma in my study of karma throughout this lifetime, especially when you're having a karmic transit in your chart, right? Like if you're having a long opposition or a long square from like Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, even Saturn or Jupiter, when you have the longest square, that's when karma becomes the most obvious. See, I used to think in my limited thinking 10, 15 years ago that karma was the result of doing something bad. You know, I was wrong. You know, karma is so much more than doing something bad. I'll tell you why. Because what I have found out up till now in my lifetime is that any focus whatsoever on anything in the earthly plane that overwhelms or overrides the priority of the spirit is karmic. Isn't that intense? I mean, like, if you sit down and think about that for a second, people say, well, Farley, but what about love? It's so beautiful. I know. But if you make love more important than the spirit, if you make relationships or your husband's body or your girlfriend's body or the way they kiss or the way they look an obsession, you know, something that if taken away from you, here's the key, anything that if taken away from you makes you feel hurtful, stressful, or depressed is karmic. Okay? Is that clear? Now, if you ask yourself a question like I do all the time, I'll say, Farley, is there anything or anybody in this dimension that can be taken away from you that will hurt you or upset you or make you depressed? Well, a lot of people don't like to think of their parents passing on, or their brothers or sisters, or their pets, or their cars breaking down, or their houses burning down, or falling in a mudslide, or getting caught in a forest fire. A lot of people don't like to think about that, like losing that relationship that's so important, or that marriage that you worked your whole life for. You know, but don't you see the point? The balance scale is weighing too far to the left. When you put your own spirit and your own life and your own balance in jeopardy because somehow you have allowed something else to override and be more important and more significant than your own spirit. And that's when, you know, if you're comfortable in your spirit, and if you are a spiritually evolved being, which means if you've reached a destiny fork and you're in a spirit qualification and you've been granted the awakening, and in understanding that awakening, you have embraced it and dwelled upon it until you found a center of happiness and bliss that plugs you into an area of space where you are finally one with the universe, which means, in effect, some of the higher forms of spiritual qualification which lead to spiritual awakening and overall spiritual evolution, some of the highest forms, is an area of such bliss and happiness that, in effect, nothing and no one can ever be taken from you because you are bonded and bound to them. Now, is that clear? It's so funny how learning to let go and learning to process and learning how to say goodbye is the key to becoming one with everything. And what we do is when we don't process, when we don't let go, when we don't say goodbye, and when we allow these things in the earthly realm, because this is all an illusion. You know, spirit is all that is real, but everything in this realm, we're just looking at molecules and atoms and electrons and neutrons and protons. Hey, this is one sophisticated hologram, folks. We are talking about a production by the God Force that is a sophisticated illusion that is dwarfed by the wealth and the truth that exists in spiritual evaluations, in spiritual definitions, spiritual understanding. You know, and once again, people say, what is the spirit? Well, the spirit is the essence vibration of all things, which is in fact eternal, and which, it, from our point of view, is literally almost invisible, okay? Because in this earthly life, in this earthly existence, we are under an illusion of such, which I call the illusion of separation, which forces us or also allows us to think, believe, and logically dictate that everything in this planet is separate from everything else, when in truth, it is all one. You know, when we take a look at this planet from beyond the stars, all we see is a planet. We don't see 5 billion souls walking around here with maybe a 5 trillion animal species and insect species with us. All we see is a planet, a living entity. You know, in a way, we're like cells that live on this planet, but we're just one. We are just one planet. And if you looked at the universe from beyond, you know, from beyond, like a billion, 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 billion parsecs beyond this dimension, all you'd see is a ball of light. Isn't that funny? If you looked at the universe from beyond, you'd see all the stars appearing so close together, it would appear to be an orb of light. But the stars, from our point of view, seem to be very far away. But if you've ever done a major astral projection like I have, beyond, then you'll take a look at the universe, and all you see is one little ball of light. And it's just one. But from our point of view, we are under the illusion that we are all separate. And for that reason, we must compete, we must conquer, we must dominate, we must manipulate, we must acquire, we must become obsessed, and allow it all to get to us. Now, what happens in our lives when we have a hard transit, when the chart is lit up, when particularly Saturn is sitting on top of your chart ruler? And if you don't know what your chart ruler is, you can call me up today on the show and I will tell you. And we will take a look at anything, if anything is sitting on your chart ruler, to see if you were in an area of possible spiritual qualification, which many of you know anyway, because most of you that can handle listening to this show have already qualified in the spirit. That's why you're listening. And now also, what we are dealing with when we talk about spiritual qualification, and which is really the point of this show, is let's say that your balance scales are weighed heavily to the left. And let's say that you've put a focus on a relationship, and you have a focus on career. And it's funny how people give away their balance scales when they call this show. Because you know that everyone that is not allowing the universe to let their careers and relationships happen the way they're meant to come down, people that must call psychics or astrologers to find out about their careers and relationships are giving it away because they're focused on the left scale, the left brain. You know, they're not interested in spiritual qualification that would help them ascend beyond having to even worry about this. So, you know, that's why I laugh when people call up and say, well, Farley, I got to ask about my career, you know, because they're not spiritual enough to overcome their obsession with career so they could rise above the whole thing and end up with a good career in the long run. So when you get involved in a point in your life, when you have so much focus on the left scale, the left brain, so much focus on the material world and materialistic issues, even love and relationships especially included, then finally, when the universe decides to take away this significance that you have placed so strongly on these items, right? And it does happen. You know, there is an album I used to love by George Harrison, It Will Pass, right? All things must pass. Remember that album? Because they do. And we do find that those things we hold most near and most dear are often the things that are singled out to be removed from our life, especially that one-of-a-kind relationship that we know was the one that was really gonna, you know, zap it through us and make us feel like things. The one relationship, you know, when you get involved in somebody and the back of your head blows off because you're so excited, you're so blissed out, and you like, you have a feeling like you can't live without the person, or when you fall in love with someone that you give them so much power that you're just wimped out, you're insecure, and you're to a point that if they break up with you, or they leave you, or they don't take care of you, that you're gonna die. Do you ever know that? Well, you know, it happens. This stuff happens. Even if you're happily married, one of the spouses, unless you're blessed to end up dying together, is eventually going to be removed from you through either life or death or whatever, but it happens. That's the way the universe works. Okay, the spiritual qualification occurs when we are confronted with the choice as to how we are going to handle this passage. Now, you know, a lot of people, if you take a look at the streets, you know, a lot of people, first of all, that are homeless, a lot of people that are hooked on drugs, addicted severely to crack cocaine, marijuana, opium, heroin, whatever. A lot of people that must go to the bar after work every day, even during lunch, are people that must have two or three drinks after work, you know, because of something difficult. Now, these are people that are allowing this passage to get to them. They haven't dealt with it. You know, they haven't worked it out. And failure, or loss, are something that is not, in their mind, successful. And you know what's heavy? One of the signs that is a polarity angle to Libra, Capricorn, that does not handle failure well at all. So we find a lot of people addicted to alcohol especially, and a lot of the homeless that are out there that have been knocked down one time too many, where they get to a point where they just don't want to deal with it anymore, you know, they have pronounced Capricorn factor in their charts. That's true. And also we find, obviously, that the Aries and Cancer, the other polarity to Libra, are affected the same way. Isn't it funny how we're discussing this spiritual qualification today with such an abundance of cardinal transits out there? So people in the world that are heavy in Libra, Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn in their charts will totally relate to this obsession topic, to left side of the scale being heavily weighed, the passage of these things we've placed so much importance on. And then the question is, what about the spirit? Well, you know, when the passage of things that we hold dear goes on, then we have the choice to embrace all that there really is. And that is the proper choice. It's not to run away. It's not to get yourself into a state of behavior where you feel hopeless, but it is finally to embrace your spirit. You know, when I'm having my hardest times, and when my life seems to be going the hardest, when relationships are not working the way they should, and when the money's not coming through the way they should, instead of getting upset about it or getting stoned or running away like something I might have done years ago, What I do instead is I retreat into my spirit. I'll either find myself going to the mountains, going to the sea, going to the desert, going inside myself, either way, whether it's meditation or dream state. But what I'll do is I'll focus on things of the spirit, my own past lives, regressions that will help reveal to me and answer to me why I am so focused and obsessed in certain situations. I'll even look at my transits and say, oh, wow, Uranus is opposed to my Venus for this whole year. So if I place any kind of significance or value on anything, or get too close or loving or tender with anything or anyone, that puppy's going to be removed by Uranus. Uranus opposed Venus. It's ripped away from you. It is. And isn't that funny? You look at relationships, and are you aware that so many people, when they finally dedicate their love in a relationship, when they finally make the commitment, that's the moment that it gets scary for the other person, and when they finally climb the mountain of love, that other person is ripped away from them. And so many of us have that pattern, especially with Libra factor, Neptune in Libra, or Neptune in the seventh house, where when you finally dedicate and fall in love with someone else, that's when the karma strikes and they're ripped away from you. But the major point of this topic, more than anything else, is that when you become aware of your priorities, for a moment consider something that Uncle Farley told you in 1989. And that is that if anything in your life is ever more important than your spirit, which is bound to all spirits, all spirit, it is spirit revealed, okay? When anything in this life overwhelms the need for you to be spiritual, then your left scale is overweighed. And that's when you'll be put in a position where when that stuff that you place priorities on are removed from your life and the passage occurs, that you have to deal with that pain and make the choice. And that's when the spiritual qualification occurs. It's how you handle the pain. It's how you handle the passage of what you made more important than your spirit. And then your spirit kicks back and goes, okay, Farley, what are you going to do? Are you going to run and get stoned or freak out or escape into depression and delirium and anxiety and frustration? Are you going to meditate on this? Are you going to pray about it? Are you going to embrace the spirit and try to bond with the person on a different level? And that's always the proper choice. And so many people out there in the world ignore the proper choice. That's why this planet's in trouble. That's why we look around and we see so many empty eyes and so many broken hearts and so much of a vacuum inside of so many people because they don't know how to find the answer within. You know why? So many people have been propagandized in their upbringing to look beyond the individual, to look outside of the body, beyond the spirit, to look for a savior or a savior force. But that doesn't work. You know, that is almost satanic. If you want to know what's satanic in my mind, it is looking beyond your own spirit. But that's what is taught in so many religious schools. That's how so many billions of people are raised on this planet, that they can only survive if they accept someone else to be the Messiah, not themselves, when they are truly the Messiah. Can you handle that? I'm really interested in your opinions on this topic, so when I talk to you, please let me know. Okay, in case you're wondering, you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. This is a very interesting radio program because we come to you every day and we try to teach you things, and sometimes you listen and sometimes you don't. You have a tin ear maybe, I think. I don't know. Some people say, Farley, you're a crazy guy. Anyway, the question is, do you have your astroscope lately? Do you know where your planets are? Oh, yes, Farley, I know where my planets are. I'm a Virgo. Well, you know, that's not enough. You know, when you reach a level of spiritual qualification, the interesting part is that you are allowed to embrace more things than you think you know. And the higher part of yourself in a spiritual qualification will come through and say, Farley, you're more than a Leo, kid. You've got Venus and Cancer, Mars and Libra, and you got to know this stuff to understand your karma. And there's all these people sitting out there like a bunch of clones going, well, I don't know my chart, and I don't care, and these advertisements are boring anyway, so why should I get into them? Come on. It's really, this show is a phenomena. This is a phenomena. Where can you tune onto the radio and get yourself a nice topic, a nice open-minded topic, and then at the same time have a place to get yourself charted? That's what it's really all about.